where he learned to be a printer. Came to Brown's in 1852. His brother, Judge Edward preceded him. Coming here, he was a brilliant man. He was a lawyer in the defense of our country. A soldier, defense of our country, a soldier. All right, yes, you were on 1846. He died 1878, while judge of the judicial district. All of this, you know, they were not all little counties. It was just about two counties. Occupied many prominent official positions in county. He was collector of customs, mayor of the city of. He organized and was chief of the fire department at the time of his death. Was alderman. He was a journalist of no small ability. In 1868, he the Rio Grande Sentinel, from which sprung the Daily Cosmopolitan. Died February 4, 1893, at 69 years of age.
Well, now, so he was your.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, he certainly had an interesting life.
Now, yes, uh-huh.
But the Rio Grande paper. When did he move from Brownsville to Rio Grande? Oh, is that where it was?
Yeah. He never lived up here. Never lived up here. He lived in Brownsville. But he was in Austin. They have one or two books that he wrote. He was highly educated.
Brother.
James and Annie, with their three sons, William, John, and Edward, left their native town of N.A. something on the, County Cool. I'm talking about Ireland. N.A.C.A.R.I.G. I don't know, on the 24th of April, and sailed on the ship President.
And that was?
P.R.I.S. On the ship Captain John. I can't read my own handwriting. I must have copied this very fast. See, Edward left their native town of Coo, N-A-C-A-R-I-G.
Carrington.
Huh?
The T is left out. It's Carrington.
Oh, on the 24th of April, and sailed on the ship.
Priscilla.
President,
P-R-I-S.
Captain John of Dublin, May 3rd, and landed in New York City, June 19, 1820. Now that would be my grandfather's parents.
So your mother's father came from
Ireland,
New York.
Mm-hmm. James II, of the same name, son of James and Annie. See, my mother was there. Left New York City for Texas, March 9, 1852.
That is something.
Huh?
That is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And is the individual possessor. I don't know. This is a copy from Family Bible written by my grandfather, James II. See? So, I mean, I hear Mary Ann. My mother's name was Mary Ann, but they called her Annie. This is about my father. And you asked me. Well, you did get when he came to Texas, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
You got that?
I wanted to ask you also about his education. Did he ever go to school?
No. I had a letter. But he was, my aunt, when he married my mother, they all had like a high school education, see.
Your mother's family?
Yes. Uh-huh,
so
because then there were no colleges. You couldn't get out of here, see.
Did your mother had a high school education?
Yes, she went to the convent. And I'd say she had that much.
The convent in Brownsville?
Yes, the old convent. Well, they destroyed that. But they had public schools, and they went to the public schools. And then my aunt in later years were able to go to normal schools when we had a railroad. See, they were able to go up to.
Was your mother?
And, no, my mother was the oldest, and my grandmother had how many children grandma had? And so she was the one that was burdened with raising the helping to raise the family. And my father was a newspaper man, my grandfather.
So your grandfather, your mother's parents must have had some education then?
Grandpa did. I don't know how much. My grandmother didn't have much. But my grandfather, yeah, he was an educated man when he came from New York City.
So he was educated in New York?
Yes. Oh, by the time he came here, he was considerably older than my grandmother. And
what about your father? There was no place for him to get an education there, was it?
No. But he read a lot. He was especially after he married Aunt Alice. She was a school teacher, you know. And he read a lot. He was